Welcome back to Bat Rankings, where you can come for Batman.
Let's stay for old-timey Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton. I'm your old-timey scientist right here with my sexy new scientist, Kenny.
Hey, it's me, Kenny Wendorski.
So we're on a new show. I don't know if we quite, like, reintroduce the whole concept here, but we are, in fact, scientists.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, we are ranking Batman Beyond.
Yep.
We've done this with Batman Animated Series and Superman Animated Series.
And, of course, Matlock. We just wrapped it up.
And what a ride that was.
Yeah, yes. But, you know, it's all on the same feed, yep. So just scroll down. You'll find all those old episodes for those old series. You know, it's all right there. And if you check the show notes, we rank every episode. And we just keep a running tally going, so just check that that episode description, and you can see our list ongoing every week.
There's no favoritism. We use science.
Yep, it's all science.
It's lots of math, lots of
beakers,
equations,
test tubes.
Beakers, yes.
Yep, all very important.
Chemicals.
Bunsen burners. And, of course, we're joined by our silent partner, as always, our child manservant, Reggie.
Reginald is our version of Alfred,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
He's mute. He does a great job.
Yep. He's Filipino. That's, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
but if you're
I wasn't going to bring it up, but, you know, well.
Well, you know, if there are any Filipinos in the audience, just so you know.
And also, stop the Asian hate.
Yeah.
We aren't going to allow it.
Yep, not okay.
Not here. Not yeah, a bat. Batman rankings. Bat rankings beyond. Right?
Yes, bat rankings beyond.
I like that. Sexy.
I've been calling it BRB in the notes.
I like it.
Yeah. And so I didn't rank it, but I watched a Batman movie this weekend. I finally got around to watching The Batman in the theaters.
I was kind of hoping. Well, okay.
Yeah. Well,
damn it.
That's okay. Kenny just, I got a birthday coming up, and Kenny just gave me a gift card to the Harkins Theater.
Well, save it for, there's.
Oh, there's a million movies. Yeah, there's a million movies coming out. Lots of good trailers.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele's got a new one coming out.
Nope.
Nope. Yep.
That's not me talking trash. It's the title of the movie.
Yep. he likes his single word, his very terse movie titles,
yes.
Does Jordan Peele.
And I like alien invasion stuff. I like the X-Files, so I'm in.
Yeah, could
sign
be
me
good.
Up.
There was something by A24 that looked
Is
good.
That the multi-universe?
Yeah.
It's got a long title. It's everywhere, everyone, all at once.
Something like that. Yeah. That looked like
fun.
It could be interesting.
Yeah.
Also, there's like 10, 12 comic book movies coming out this year because there always are.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know if we really talked about it much on the program when you watched The Batman.
I did, but yeah. I took four edibles. So
that's right.
I had a great time. Boy, howdy.
I only took one edible, so I was mostly cogent.
Okay.
Although I still stopped following the plot after a certain point. It's like, yeah, it's okay. It's a detective story. It's a mystery. I'm never super interested in actually following the plot in a mystery story.
See, I like this one because it reminded me a lot of those Arkham games.
Yeah.
Especially Arkham Knight, the third one.
Yeah.
There's a part where he has to rewind the tape and I think somebody gets hit with a car or the Batmobile and he has to rewind the tape and find the fingerprints and the blood. And so, yeah.
Yeah. In its aesthetic, like the bat suit looks very, the combat looks very Arkham-y. Maybe not quite as, you know, intricate ballet style, but it was very stylized. And yeah, it gave me a feeling like those video games do.
Yeah.
Did not need that last half hour.
That's where I kind of so spoilers, do we?
Well, just in case, this is your spoiler warning, skip ahead.
To time code 5:11.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he blows up, sorry, the Riddler blows up the dams.
Yep.
I could have done with just, you don't need that.
You had your whole intricate plot about punishing very specific corrupt cops and public officials, and then at the end, fuck it, we're gonna flood the city and kill people with guns.
I would have just ended it right when they capture Riddler.
Yeah.
Once again, spoilers.
Yeah.
But it does go on past that point. That being said, I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that half hour of Christine meets Mad Max that they managed to wedge into the middle with the Batmobile. It's kind of apropos of nothing, had nothing to do with the plot, could easily have cut that portion out, but by God, they felt like making a little Mad Max in the middle there.
And I was okay with that.
I was, hey, I had fun.
You know, blow it up.
Yep. But let's see if we had fun this week with Batman Beyond. We watched Blackout this week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we open up on Fox Teca.
Yes.
And I read it on the big the big billboard, the big name of the facility, and I'm like, is this supposed to be Fox Tech? Is that an H? Was this a weird lettering thing? But no, they say it in dialogue. The company name is Fox Teca. Mm-hmm. And if that sounds like Lucius Fox to you, you'd be right.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, at some point, with all these corporate shenanigans in the future, Lucius Fox broke off from Wayne Tech and founded his own company.
I think it's Lucius's son.
Yeah, there's later on we hear about Lucius Jr. Yes. Used to be in charge of this company.
But anyway, there's tight security. There is a gate that's like a laser gate.
Yep.
Big, heavy duty. I don't know if it's a garbage truck, but it looks like a garbage truck is going in there. And something is in that truck as well.
Yep, something has snuck in, and we get a security guard on the radio saying, everything's fine, everything's quiet, don't worry about us, we got all the extra security we need, we're good. But he's not good.
No, his shadow remains as he leaves, and the shadow moves.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow, Frank, you'll never get rid of me.
Yep, this is our villain for the episode. This is Ink.
Yes. Think T-1000.
Yep.
Meets
Clayface.
Yes, Clayface. Yeah. There you get the idea.
Yeah, very... The thing I noticed, I love the way she moves.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way she's animated. I was bad podcast. I'm sorry, I'm bad podcast Ben. I'm back. And I'm preventing Ben from Googling it.
No.
So he doesn't know who the animation studio is.
Oh, dear God.
But whoever it is, they did great.
The kilt. Oh,
It's okay. He's
gone. Oh, my God.
It's fine.
Bad podcast Ben was here. You just missed him.
Oh, man. I always miss that guy. That's
you can
weird.
Still smell the haggis if you take a deep breath. But, yes.
He went off to celebrate Scotchtoberfest.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as Scotchtoberfest.
You used me, Skinhead! Ink blows up some stuff.
Yeah.
There's explosions. There's fire trucks. Everyone's on high alert. People are freaking out.
There's a hover fire truck, which is a pretty cool future thing to have.
Yeah.
But they've got a fuel tanker there, and there's fires everywhere. And somebody's yelling on the radio, you got to get that fuel tanker out of there. It's going to blow.
And they do.
And that's how Ink sneaks back out. She got onto the fuel tanker, knowing they would have to drive it back out through the security gate.
Yes.
And that's how she makes her escape.
So, this building is on fire, and we cut to our Bruce Wayne, old man Wayne, going up a really cool-looking elevator.
Yep, and he's meeting with Derek Powers, as, of course, first puts on his lead shielding and hazmat suit, and no! Derek Powers looks normal. That's weird. I thought he glowed in the dark now.
If you remember, Derek Powers got that radioactive glowy skin.
Yep.
But he looks A-okay.
Yep, and Bruce is meeting with him to kind of rattle to shake his cane at this young whippersnapper and say, I know... You know, I don't have all the authority on paper that I used to, but I'm here to tell you, I know that you might be messing with Fox Teca, and you're a jerk, and Lucius Fox was a good friend, and hands off, be cool.
And he's admiring some abstract artwork, some model pieces.
Yep.
And Derek Powers says, don't touch that.
Yep.
And,
but he does. Old Bruce touches the statue. That's going to be important later.
So, yes, Derek Powers says, I assure you, I'm not behind these attacks. Please let me walk you to the door. Remember, Lucius Fox's son worked at the company when I showed up. And Bruce says, yeah, you fired him. He's like, I had to make room for a guard.
I'm a fucko. Hey. Yep. So Bruce leaves with his new errand boy, Terry McGinnis, in tow. And Derek goes back to his office, and the statue moves. It was the Ink Lady.
Yes.
It's me. I was the turkey all along.
She turns into a pretty lady.
Ink Lady says, well, I didn't care for any of that. And Derek says, don't worry about old man Bruce.
Yep.
You,
he's a fossil. It's fine. I got this.
I just want you to blow up some more of this building.
Please blow up buildings, please, good lady.
That's the whole thing. Fox Tekka is in the running for Wayne Powers to build some kind of colony on the moon.
Yep. Seems like a good future thing to do. Good upstanding science.
It's a government-funded thing. You know, it's going to be billions of dollars. Who wouldn't want that project?
Yep. But, so Bruce, when he was touching the statue that turns out to be the lady, he had a little handkerchief. He got a little gloop of her inky body on there, and he's going to check this out in his little microscope while he sends Terry off to guard Fox Tekka's other facilities.
Yes. Which he does. He's flying around, and he notices some sparks in a building.
Yep.
So he goes in to... by the way, he's got a new... is that in the next episode?
Oh,
his camouflage.
The camouflage is in the next episode. This one introduces us to the new Batwing.
That's right, the hovercraft. Anyway, for next week, you'll have camouflage.
Yep.
So Batman goes into this building, and this is where he is kind of looking at all the damage. Meanwhile, Bruce is looking at a little bit of that goo, and you get a little foreshadowing because the goo starts moving around.
Yep, and Bruce says, "Oh no, I know what this is, McGinnis. You got to get out of there." And I like this. They are not working well as a cohesive team quite yet.
Yeah,
because Terry, the little dingbat that he is, says, "In a second, I'm looking around, yeah, old man." And Bruce says, "No, you idiot. When I say get out of there, you get out of there," because he gets smacked around by ink.
There's lots of black goo that smacks him around. And you get a fight scene. It's pretty neat.
Yep.
Obviously, this introduces Ink's characteristics, which is this T-1000 organic goop that can be used to make solid punchy things and knife things and all kinds of stabby weapons, whips.
What I'll say is that with Clayface, you always felt like his natural form, the form that he reverts to if he's not exerting an effort, is his Clayface form, that very distinctive, no neck, big mouth, just bleh. With Ink, I never get the sense that she has a natural form, that it's any, that she's humanoid at all.
Yeah.
She can take on the form of a bipedal person. She can make herself look like, have a face and look almost like a human lady, just with a pale blue affect to her. But left to her natural devices, she's just a blob.
Yeah, and so the big fight, Batman actually loses.
Yep.
And we get some information that we know it's Ink. We don't have a file on her because she was involved with some experiment that gone awry.
Yep, I like that too. It's the future. Weird sci-fi shit's going to happen. We don't have time to give an origin story for every bit of superpowers. Get on board. She's an Ink lady.
It's
just deal with it.
Yeah, the gooey girl. Gooey girl. So anyway, you need to keep watching Fox Tech stuff.
Yep. But meanwhile, Ink meets with Powers again. And remember how he looks like a normal human man? Must have been cured. Nope.
Yes. He's kind of upset. The destruction wasn't as big as it should have been.
Yep.
And Ink says, Batman interfered. And he says, okay, well, don't worry about him. Here's your next mission. Crack, crack, crack in his eye area.
Yep, yeah, and he's got the glowiness. It turns out he is underneath just a mountain of makeup or some kind of synthetic skin or something at all times. And he needs to go back to all his Wayne Powers doctors in their frickin' hazmat suits to get this renewed every so often. And he says, so, you probably ought to go kill Batman. Could you do that for me, Ink?
And you might want to leave this car. Because it's not healthy to be around me when I start breaking my skin off.
Yep. I'm a radiation man now. Yeah. It's my thing.
So now Batman's in his hovercraft.
Yep.
He's having fun. It's a cool craft, cool design.
Yep, he's enjoying it. It's got extra special pilot powers that interfaces with his suit in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. But he goes to check out the latest sabotage at a Fox Tekka building. But Ink's already gone, and Bruce says, well, looks like she just hit and ran, gotta come home.
Yep. Now, there is a fight scene by the water. We find out she's afraid of water. We don't know what it does to her, but they're fighting next to water, and that's where Terry notices, you don't want this stuff, do you?
Yeah.
Fight happens, but Terry, damn it, Terry does lose. So he goes home to regroup with a new plan.
Yep, but the new plan is, fuck you, Ink snuck into the Batcave aboard the Batwing.
Yes, he says, it feels a little sluggish. That's because it's too heavy. Someone's on board. Ink's on board.
Yep, and this is our big, giant third act set piece in the middle of the Batcave. Bruce has to, crusty old Bruce has to think fast.
Yes.
He puts on the gray ghost goggles and fedora so she won't ID him.
Yeah.
And hits Ink with a fire hose.
You get to drink from the fire hose!
Yep. She's like, water, my only weakness.
Yep. But it's not much of one because she reforms herself pretty quickly.
She breaks the hose, tries to get out the door, but luckily Bruce has security doors that are electrified.
Yep.
So she tries to bring down the whole Batcave by going up into the ceiling.
Yep, and as this fight ensues, ultimately, Terry gets a hold of the Mr. Freeze gun from the trophy case. And this is a great episode for Batcave trophies.
Yes.
If your eyes are open, you'll see the giant penny becomes a thing. At one point, Terry uses an electrified batarang to electrify the giant penny while Ink is standing on it, giving her a good shock. The ventriloquist dummy is there. At some point, Batman got a hold of Harley Quinn's frickin' Harley Quinn costume.
Yeah.
Which, that's a little pervy, dude.
Well.
You're raiding her panty drawer? What are you doing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Lonely old man.
Yeah. But Terry freeze guns Ink, and it works.
Yep. She smashes into a million pieces, which Terry bundles up, and crusty old Bruce puts in a call to Commissioner Gordon.
It's Commissioner Barbara Gordon.
Whoa!
Yeah.
She's old as balls, too.
She picks up the phone and says, oh, I had a feeling you were going to be calling me. Obviously, they have history together.
Yep.
Bruce says, yeah, I've got somebody who's working with me. You'll probably meet him soon. He's leaving a present.
Yep, and it's a big bundle of frozen goo droplets.
Keep it cold.
Yep, and thus ends Blackout.
Yes.
Kenny, does this episode hold up?
Yes.
I think this one's okay.
Oh, really? I really like this one.
It's very stylish.
Yeah, it is.
And something I did look up is something about this episode, it gave me a real Samurai Jack vibe.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, but this was 99. Samurai Jack didn't happen until 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it has that very flashy, very stylized action stuff.
I like the villain. I like it's a new villain. It's like you said, there's all kinds of neat things she can do with her body.
Phrasing?
Yeah.
I enjoyed, obviously, the Batmobile as a new hovercraft. That's neat.
Yeah.
I get to see the Bruce dynamic with Derek Powers, how they're clashing. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it felt like a lot of table setting is what I'll say.
Yes, yeah.
We kind of skipped over it, but there's a brief scene with Terry's girlfriend Dana, and we're kind of we're getting what their dynamic is going to be, which is she says, "I'm glad you could get away from work," and then crusty old Bruce calls and Terry has to go to work, and she's sad about it.
That is something. Well, I don't remember it very well, but I never cared for Terry's girlfriend. She's in the show.
Yeah.
But she's not really much in the show, so.
Yeah, we see a future sport, which is what their date is.
Ah, yes.
It's like this hover lacrosse highlight.
It's like rollerball meets.
Yeah. I always love seeing whatever the dumb future sport is in sci-fi. Did you ever watch something, would have been in like the late 90s, called Slam Ball?
No, doesn't ring a bell.
It was basically basketball, but it was a contact sport. So there was like checking and tackling, and there was in the basketball court underneath the basket, like inset at floor level, was a trampoline. So you could jump into the trampoline and do ridiculous, stylish dunks.
You know what's funny? You just said it was from the 90s. This sounds like the most 90s extreme sport.
It absolutely was. But I've never been a sports guy, but I watched a little bit of it specifically because I'm like, we've been playing the same goddamn sports for 100 years.
Yeah.
In the future, we're supposed to have future sports. And this isn't quite hoverball yet, but it's... This feels like that first baby step towards whatever our dumb future sport is.
Yeah.
And I want to be here for it.
Yeah.
Turns out it was not that because it went nowhere.
No.
It lasted like a season and a half.
It sounds like something that's sponsored by Mountain Dew and Slim Jims. Yeah.
Probably was.
Well, let's see how much our old blackout compares to the other one, shall we?
Yeah, with science.
All right.
I'm a disciple of science.
All right. So we've got, of course, our mutagenic experiment. We've been trying to create a mutated hamster with the powers of the Ink Lady.
So far.
Yeah. It's been
a messy...
You know what? Converting the hamsters into a puddle of goo has been a rousing success.
We've done it. That, yes.
Yeah. Having them move around and do stuff afterwards, not so much.
And reversing it from the goo back to hamster is not...
Yeah, the best we've been able to do is sort of like an ice sculpture out of the hamster goo, but once again... Moving around and eating kibble and acting like a hamster, not so much.
It says a lot of things. I think it's saying, like, kill me, kill me.
Yeah.
I'm an abomination. But, yeah. I mean...
But have you noticed, too, that you hear it even with your earplugs in?
Yes.
Yeah. Like
it's super annoying.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst. It's the worst. So we're going to have Reggie dispose of that. And in the meantime, we're going to have to use the backup gasoline generator to power the science
machine.
That's
all right.
So this is another part of our little formula here. If anybody's tuning in for the first time with Bat Rankings Beyond, we have to read out the big list. But before we do, let's get our lab coats on.
Well, let's take them pants
off.
Woo!
All right, and we've got our master list here. Ready? Here we go. Rebirth the Judge.
Done.
Did it. Nailed it.
All right.
Woo! All right, so let's see if Blackout is better or worse. I'm booting up the science machine. I could just flip a coin at this point, but that wouldn't feel as scientific.
No. And our friends at home, they'll know.
Yep. All right, is Blackout better or worse than number one, Rebirth?
No.
Nope.
Rebirth
concurred.
Was a great pilot.
Yeah, it really was. And every scene had... I think the thing that was missing in this one was there was... It didn't feel like there were stakes. It didn't feel like there was any emotional impact. Ink was just a hired gun, just a saboteur. She had no personal motivation, which, as I recall, is something we will get more of later with her. But...
Yeah.
Whereas in Rebirth, you know, we had... It's the origin story, it's the, you know, losing the father, the tragedy, we had conflict between Terry and Bruce.
Yeah.
Every scene felt like it was charged.
Yeah.
And this one just kind of happened.
But, like we've said earlier, great animation.
Oh, yeah, very pretty. But speaking of pretty, we've only got one decision left to make, and that is, does Blackout, is it better or worse... Then everyone's favorite country bumpkin lawyer.
Mad Luck!
So every series, we have one control, an episode of a different series that we put in our list. And this year, this series, it is Matlock the Judge.
Yes. I think this was better than Matlock the Judge.
I'm going to go ahead and concur.
Okay.
I think I might have enjoyed the Judge more. Just because of the novelty, it's not something I was familiar with, but the plot really didn't hold together. There was a lot of silliness.
Yeah.
This one, you know, formed a coherent plot, and I will say, I really appreciate this approach to serialization in a show like this, because we had, you know, Batman, the original Batman, the animated series, which had very little in the way of plot threads that would carry over episode
that was
to episode.
Very... Episodic.
Yeah. And then nowadays, of course, we're living in the age of serialized TV where every TV show is a 13-hour movie.
Yeah.
And an individual episode is... You can't just watch a random episode of Breaking Bad or... I like this middle ground that existed just for a pretty brief period in the late 90s and early 2000s where every episode was its own self-contained story... But would also dribble in little bits of arc plot with things like, hey, Derek Powers, he got that accident. He's going to come back later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I do appreciate that. But that said, yeah, I will agree. I will concur with my fellow science men.
Sweet.
So that's going to place Blackout at the new number 2 spot, just below Rebirth and just above Matlock, the judge.
Yeah.
And we typically record two episodes in a session here so that we can miss a week for things like Disneyland trips without you at home missing a week.
Right.
And so we already watched next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
It is Golem.
Yes.
Terry's got a friend. Terry's friend's got a big robot.
What could go wrong?
It sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah.
So that'll be next week. In the meantime, Kenny, where can folks find you on the internet?
You can find me at Wyski TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
And you can find me at HPI2K on Twitter or twitch.tv/BenCrayton. And you can always find the two of us right here at anchor.fm/batrankings. I didn't make the beyond part of the URL. I figured shorter's better.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're listening to us. You obviously found us.
When we first started out, we didn't think we'd finish Batman the Animated Series. Yeah. Now?
there's a reason why anytime we talk about our future plans, we always preface it with... unless we're all dead of nuclear holocaust.
Russia. Looking at you, Russia.
Because we don't want to promise anything we don't know we
exactly.
can deliver. Exactly. So, you know.
But in the meantime,
if you do visit us there at anchor.fm/badrankings, you can leave a voice message. And we just happen to have one today.
Hey, no shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Apparently this one's been in the hopper for a while and I keep forgetting about it. And they finally pinged me and said, hey, bud.
I love
these. Did you get that? All right. Let me pull it up here.
Hi, Ben and Kenny. This is Bard, also known as Bardaphoria on Twitch. And I just wanted to congratulate y'all on finishing up yet another series. Superman Rankings has been a blast. Really looking forward to Matlock Rankings. I'm looking forward to your in-depth analysis of how Matlock fits in with the greater DCAU. Kenny, you've really grown from your attempts to read the E-list this season, and I'm super stoked. The whole thing has been a ride so far. I'm really happy that y'all have my favorite episode in the series is your number one for Super Rankings. Can't wait to see where you go from here. I hope you enjoy your anniversary episode. Congrats on locking in yet another series. Bye.
Thank you, Bardaphoria.
That was nice. Thank you so much. I love these. I love those voicemails. So that really brightened my day. Thank you so much for sending that to us.
Yeah, I've been really pleased with how well Matt Rankings has gone over. I wasn't sure.
I couldn't ask for anything better.
It was a big risk for the show, but you know what? We did it. We went through every episode.
Yeah.
It took us 10 years, which I still don't understand why. It was the show only lasted 5 seasons, but you know, we really needed to break down. I think it was the format switch to one episode of the podcast for every 10 minutes of TV Matlock footage.
Yes, that would have done it right there.
But you know, I felt it needed to be gone into that sort of granular detail to get the science right.
Yeah, but we got it, and it's in the bag.
Yep.
But thank you so much. Thank you for the compliments. That is the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely. And we will see you, all you fine folks, next week for, is it Golem or Gollum?
I think Golem?
I'm going to go with Golem.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.